Thanks for tuning in. You already know who it is. It's your boy, #4man312. We back at this podcasting again. You know what I'm saying? This time we're going to give it to you live and direct. So, this series is a new thing. Just telling it like it is. A little sad but true comedy. Yours truly. I call it Traumatized Series. You know what I'm talking about? We just gonna tell it like it is. So, Traumatized. The first chapter. Traumatized by Michelle. By yours truly. #4man312 in the building. I'm a little sleepy because every time I think about this, I get a little, I'm a little traumatized by the situation. You know, it leave me a little, you know, yeah, that's a good form of way to describe it. I can't tell you no that. Let me roll this weed up so I can tell you how Michelle left me traumatized. I hope y'all got some blunts ready for this, cause I'ma try and keep it under a few, but you know when we tell a traumatized truth, I just got to make it do what it do. I would give a shout out to this blunt company, but they don't give me no change on the blunts, and we just like to say our condolences before we start. You dig? Rest in peace to the weed man. Whoa, careful. Any weed man you got and get the news that the weed man done passed away. It's a sad day when you come home from work. So we got to start this day with the last blunt. And a shot of this coffee, because you know, hey, is what it is. Be careful what you ask for. Because I left myself traumatized after asking for some stuff. I was all on the internet shopping and I seen the white Cadillac for sale. 6-door, 93, brown, Fleetwood. What you know about that? Style, right? On sale for $4,000. I had $40 to my name. I wake my old lady up, I say, hey, baby, come on, let's go hit the shoe, make it do what it do. And we on our way to the casino. After I done borrowed my mama's car on some 2-3 in the morning type strip, you understand me? Trying to get it cracking like a bag of chips, you know. As soon as we gets on the highway, traffic come to a brief stop. I mean stand still, if you will. We ain't been on there but maybe a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Let's give it 5 at the most. We might have passed 3 exits. Then traffic came to a stop. When traffic came to a stop, I looked up in my rear view and I see a young man screaming his ass off in my rearview mirror. It was so surreal. The next thing I know, we was hit. I reached to put my arm over my old lady, you know, to brace her. Before she could get the what out of mouth, we was impacted. About 70 miles an hour, give or take a few, you know. And, you know, yeah, you know, like, and so next thing I know, it's like, you know, we hit like a mug. I'm talking about, man, the car is total. My mama's car, she got one of them little Chevy Sonics, you know, it was kind of too short for me. I was trying to get a little more leg room around the old lady, you know, and, they say careful what to ask for, but I sure got traumatized. I went out there looking to hit the jackpot. Next thing I know, boy run up on me like I was the damn jackpot. So as we standing there after, I say this baby been a little wild, but it was, you know, it was like, you know, it was traumatizing because the boy hit me and I get out the car. Oh, thanks, sir. So I get out the car and the young man, I check on my wife first before I got the car. And she is panicked, traumatized. They older than me. She is, honey, she is. But, well, you know, because our seats was not facing each other. You know, we went from the let's face forward riding together position to we was facing each other like we was at the table about some shit. Like, look, you doing it this way, I'm doing it that way. You know, it was a, you never seen your car like this. I give a shout out to that little Sonic though, because that little something was stood some shit. God damn, that V-nose Cadillac got that ran up that damn little Sonic so hard. I'm talking about, man, you don't understand. And it left me in pain. I got some broken back and bad knees, you know. When it rained, I know about it before it happened type of stuff going on now as a result. But that wasn't the part that left me the most traumatized. See, when a young man hit a rear ender doing about 70, he get out the car, he in a panic. He, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, are you guys okay? I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. You know, he in a panic. And so, you know, I'm usually kind of cool, you know, cause, you know, like it was a white Cadillac that hit us and I was going to get a white Cadillac. I know I was going to get hit by a white Cadillac. But anyway, the young man, he's screaming, you know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He say, he whips out his driver's license and insurance. He drives a white Cadillac, one of his S-type, you know, the V-nose SUV style. And he say, I got my driver's license registration right here. And you know, like, it's my mom's car, right? And then he say, and it left me a little traumatized, you know, because a lot of it was just happening. You know, I was on my way to the boat, you know, like I was going to win some money, you know, I'm thinking about a Cadillac anyway. So he say, the car is registered in my mama's name. Her name is Michelle Renee. You know, and I was like, you know, a little shook up, shaking my head style, whatever, you know. And then that's when he traumatized me for life. He say, and here go my driver's license. My name Michelle Renee Jr. It was at this point on the 290, I just decided to get this young man a real homo, no homo kind of hug. I had to give him the type of hug, you know, because to me, as a man, I felt like you ain't seen your daddy in a long time. Like, you know, your mama had some issues with him and might have took it out on you, in a sense, with innocence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no offense, you know. I hope you're doing all right out there, you know, because, like, me personally, in my 20s, I've been able to change my name, but now I got to live with the pain. I done been traumatized and rear-ended by a dude named Michelle. I don't know how I feel about that. I really don't. Y'all hit me up and let me know what it do. You already know who it is. Your boy hashtag oldman312. Just give me a few 10-minute old school story. Where we came from, how we got here. It's all about comedy, it's all about truth, so holler at me. Don't forget to make it do what it do. Peace.